Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CNBC commentator Larry Kudlow will be President Trump's next White House economic advisor.
The conservative accepted the job offer today. Joining us now, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good to talk to you. What does Larry Kudlow bring to the table?
Well, he is the classic supply-side economics guy. He worked in the Reagan White House. He was a staffer in the budget office, but he is a disciple of a guy named Arthur Laffer, who really famously brought supply-side economics to the Reagan administration. And remember, that was the whole theory that if you cut taxes for the rich and for companies, it's going to all trickle down to the workers, and those workers will spend money in the economy. So that has actually come under great scrutiny and sort of looked at as it used to be sort of the doctrine, and now it's sort of looked at as maybe that didn't work out exactly as planned.
Like the guy he's replacing, Gary Cohn, Larry Kudlow is not a fan of the president's new tariffs. If it didn't work for the first guy, why will it work for this guy?
Well, I noticed that the president said at some point today that he is convinced, Mr. Kudlow, that the tariffs could be a negotiation vehicle. So maybe that Kudlow could come around to that. I would like to point out, and in a bit of going back in history and seeing, you know, kind of how Kudlow was right or wrong. Remember, he's got quite a public record, like me. That's why I don't make predictions on your air. And Kudlow wrote in 2005, he wrote a column called "The Housing Bears Are Wrong Again." And in 2005, he basically said that the housing market's going to keep booming, and anyone who would think that housing prices are going down is what he called a bubblehead. And he was proved wrong about that the following year. That's exactly when the housing market peaked and then started to slide. In December 2007, Mr. Kudlow wrote, "There's no recession coming. The pessimistas were wrong. It's not going to happen." In December 2007, he wrote that. December 2007 is now seen as the first month of the Great Recession. So the guy, not a great prognosticator.
All right. Jill Schlesinger with CBS News, our business analyst. Thanks, Jill.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.